A lawsuit alleges the New York City Housing Authority failed to follow proper procedures when it revoked more than 3,000 housing vouchers from low-income families. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
More than half the vouchers were going to formerly homeless families like Emil Johansson and his six-year-old son. The lawsuit says Johansson survives off disability and welfare payments of just over $800 a month. His rent was being paid by a city and state-funded subsidy that expired, and without the federal Section 8, the lawsuit says he can't afford rent. Legal aid attorney Judith Goldner represents Johansson and says many families who had their vouchers revoked are a step away from homelessness.
If these families go into shelter, it will cost $3,000 a month. If instead the city helps them out on a short-term basis, it costs about $800 a month.
Last week, the Housing Authority announced it was revoking vouchers because of a lack of federal funds. The lawsuit says the Housing Authority should have held public hearings and provided families with written explanations first. The Housing Authority says it won't comment until the lawsuit gets reviewed. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.